How is it possible to sell one's birthright as Esav did to Yaakov? Can this be done today? What are the benefits of a birthright? David Shachar from Matityahu. He is a young, budding Talmud Chacham. So, David, first of all, some say that what Esav sold to Yaakov was not really halachically a sale. It's just that Yaakov showed that what he was interested in was the spiritual things, and the birthright was the right to make sacrifices, to have the first choice of making those sacrifices in the family. According to those, that the birthright was a double portion. You can't sell something that didn't come to the world yet, since it doesn't take effect until the father dies. Some say that before the Torah was given, you could sell things that didn't come to the world, and it was actually the entire birthright after death that was being sold. Today, one can't sell a portion, the double portion that a firstborn gets before the father dies.